Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. We're in chapter 1 and verse 3. It reads, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." There's a lot about God here, and there's a lot about the Thessalonians. God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ, God is the focus, but there's your work, your labor, your endurance. We see here the healthy balance. The healthy balance of God inspiring us to work, and not just to work, but to work hard. To work hard for God in his vineyard. Paul certainly knows that salvation comes from God and we don't earn anything from him by our response. But as one commentator said, faith is busy. True faith is always busy. Elsewhere, Paul speaks of faith working through love in Galatians 5 and verse 6. And here, faith leads to work, labor, endurance, and work, words that have similar meanings. Perhaps we shouldn't try to be too precise about their meanings, but this labor, the Greek word means laborious toil or unceasing hardship. And why is that done? It's done for love's sake. In other words, these people were toiling to build the church well. And those of you in the Watford Church and the Thames Valley Church of Christ will know that that's one of our aspirations. The T of the being a great church is to toil to build the church well. Of course, Paul was a master builder, but he also instilled in others that inspiration from the love of God to toil to build the church well. And the endurance was inspired by hope. Not a negative, passive acquiescence, but an active, strong endurance. As somebody said, not the resignation of the passive sufferer so much as the fortitude of the stout-hearted soldier. You see, hope, in a Christian context, always has the air of an air of certainty about it. It is a confident expectation, not the sort of unfounded optimism we often mean by the word or hear others use the word to mean, but a confident expectation. And I would hope and pray that that's one of the results of our spending time with God, even today, that as we spend time with God and talk to him about who he is and what we respect and value in him and how he views us and reflect on that and then lay our requests before him, we lay them before him in confident expectation, as one of the Psalms says. And our confidence is not because of the quality of our prayer, but because of the nature of God. He wants to hear your prayers today. He hopes to hear your prayers today. He delights to hear your prayers today. And in doing so, he will strengthen us to work, to labor, and to endure as we toil to build his church the best we can. I hope these thoughts will inspire your time of quiet with God today. Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1 verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care, and God bless.